Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf Hayomi, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Vav. We are holding on Tzadi Hayomid Beis, four lines off the bottom. Amar Rabbi Avo. Furthermore, on the topic of Sancheriv and his ultimate demise. Amar Rabbi Avo, Ulmale Mikra Kosev. You know, if not for the Pasuk, which is written this way, one wouldn't be able to express himself this way, because it sounds disrespectful to Hashem. Il malay mikra kosev efshalo imre. What does the Pasuk say in Yeshaya, the Chsiv, regarding Sancheriv, Bayemahu, on that day, Yigalach Hashem betar hasechira, Hashem will actually shave him. Ba'avrei, Nohar b'melech Asher as a reish v'sar haraglayim v'gamis hazokon tispe. It speaks about his hair removal with Hashem's involvement. Let's see. Asa kutcha brichu v'idam aliki gavr saba. So Hashem appears to him like an older man. He sends a malach looking like an older man. Amarle, and he starts a conversation with Sancheriv. I have a question. Ki azlas legavi malchei mizrach umarav. After that disaster, where your entire army was decimated, and you go pay a visit to the kings out in the east or the west, whose children suffered under your care, right? Right, all those princes, all those that died in your army, all those kings whose children you recruited, who ultimately died. My Amraslu, how do you explain, how do you excuse yourself to them? Amarlei, Sancheriv responds, you're 100%, you're right on. I'm living in perpetual fear on how to confront all those Ahu Gavra, this man, Bahu Pachton Am Yosef, is experiencing this constant fear. What am I going to say? How am I going to face those parents? Amarlei, Hechin Abed. Okay, so what should I do? Amarlei, so the Malach responds, Zil Vishani Nafshach. Change your appearance. Okay? B'maye Shani, how could I do that? Amarlei, so he says, we'll give you a shave, and you look like a new man. Amar leizil, I say, leave me maspero, bring me a scissors, v'ig zayachanon, I will shave you. Mech I see, where can I get a scissors from? Amar lei, oil laubesa, go into this house there, v'aitei, and bring it. Ozal, he goes in there, ashkechinu, malachi ashores, v'idmulek gabri. He goes in there and meets some malachim, looking like people. And what were they doing? V'havoi katachnei kashias, and they were grinding date pits. Okay, Amar lehu havli mispura. So he tells them, havli mispura, please could you loan me a scissors? Amar lei t'chayin chad grave of the kashias. Sure, come join us. Grind a little sa'ah of these dates and help us out, and we'll give you the scissors. Okay, so he listened to them. Chatoch and chad greva. Tikash yosu yehavle mispartos. He grinded the thing with them, and then he got their scissors. Ada asa, ichshach. By the time he made it back with the scissors, it got dark. Amar lei. So Hashem in the Hashem responds to him through the malach. Zil aisei nura. Okay, go bring a some sort of fire, a lantern. Ozal v'aisi nur, as he brings a fire, v'adid k'navach lei, while he's trying to get the, Malach is trying to get the fire going, isli b'nur b'diknei. So Sancheriv's beard catches fire. Ozal gazil reishi, so the Malach quickly shaved off his hair, but his beard did not really need to be shaved because it had already been burnt by the fire. Also, Gazil Rishus, he burnt his, so he shaved his head. Amru, Hainu Luchsiv, Gamas Hazokan Tispe. So that was said as the pshat in the pasuk. V'gamas hazaken tispe, the malach shaved his head, but the beard was destroyed by fire. So that's the pshat in the pasuk, that Hashem says, I'm going to shave you b'sa'ar, with a razor, ha'sachira, which you got in exchange for your work grinding those dates and those pits. But every hanor in the pasuk means that he was hired to do work which is typically done through a nor, through a river, through a water mill. Amar papa hanu dam inchi, that explains the commonly expressed phrase garer telar mo shapirle. If you removed his, if you shaved his head, the guy's head, and he's okay with it and he's satisfied, itl lenur bedikne, got the fire to singe his beard off, and he will not stop laughing. It's just an expression relating to this comical story with Sancheriv. Sancheriv moves on to the next, and he goes and discovers Noyach's Teva. Believe it or not, he finds a board from Noyach's Teva. You know, even today they say that. Perhaps we know where it is. It's been located on the satellite images of those mountains, Hari Ararat in Kurdistan, and they seem to have found something unusual on top of a very high mountain, encased in frozen in ice. Could have been there for thousands of years. It was preserved in ice, and they have all kinds of stories of people and explorers who traveled up there. It's almost inaccessible. Top of these tall mountains and pull down pieces of wood. In any case, the Gemara says he clearly found a piece of Noyach's Teva. Apparently it's still there, it's still intact. As the Pasuk said, it landed Al Ore Haray Ararat. And the Targum says, Al Ture Kurdistan. That's Kurdistan. Okay, so he brings this board down and he's very impressed. Hainu Omar, he says, Hainu Allah Rab. Oh, I found my new idol. This is the great God, the Shezil Noyach Betefana, who saved Noyach from that great flood. Omar, so he turned to the board and he addressed the board, Yozel al gavro matzlach. If I, this man, meaning himself, will be successful in my endeavors, mekarev lehu letrein b'noy kamach, I will sacrifice both my sons to you as a sign of appreciation. Shamu b'noy, so his sons heard about his plans, were not very impressed with Katlu, and they killed their father. That was the end of Sancheriv. And as the pasuk says, "Vayimushdach veBeis Nisrech." Nisrech is like a neser. This board, Elihab, and his two sons. One was named Radar Melech. The other one was Shar Etzer Barav Yikub Becharav. They killed. Okay, we spoke about Malachim and armies. We have a pasuk by Avram Avinu and Bereishis. So Avram heard that his relative had been captured, right? Light, and he went to chase after them. So why did the pasuk add the word Laila? I should have said Vayicholik Hu Avad Vayalem Laila. Right? So Avram and his servants separated into two teams at night. Why is the word Laila right in the middle? Amar Be'ichanan, the point here is that Laila actually came to save him. Or you say Malach, she nizdam el Avram, the Malach that came to save Avram from the kings, his name was Laila. Laila Shema Shanem Avar. Laila Amar Hoyrogavar, we find the word Laila in reference to a Malach in a different pasuk. Rabbi took Nafcha Amar, she'asa ima yimase Laila. Vayicholak alayim Laila means that Hashem sent the night stars to save him. Shenemar min shamayim nilchamu hakechavim mim siloisam nilchamu in Sisra. We find how the stars fought against Sisra here as well. They helped him in his war. Amar Reish Lakish tava denapacha. I prefer the explanation presented by Rabbi Yitzchak Napocha, who was a blacksmith, mi devar napocha, better than Rabbi Yechon's pshat. Rabbi Yechon was called bar napcha. Either his father was a Napach, or, as she says, because he was very handsome, they called him Mar Napach. And the Mepharshim explained, to mitigate Ayin Hara, so they called him like ugly, you know, like a blacksmith. In any case, I like the second shot better, says Rish Lakish. Okay, over to the story of Avram with the battling the kings. So he chased them, Ayudev Ad Dun, until he came to the area called Dun. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, why only till there? Kivin Shabbo, he said, Tzadik Ad Dun. Once the Tzadik Avram arrived at Dun, he got discouraged, he got weakened. Tashash Koichai, why? Ra as Bnei Bonav, Shasidin, Lavoid, Avodazor Abadun, because in his mind's eye, in the Nebuah, he saw that his descendants will worship idols in Dun. Shanamar, we find regarding the golden calves, the idols established by Yerovam ben Nevat, one was situated in that area. Vayasam es echad ves el ves echad bit nosan bit don. Vavoyse Rasha, and also the Rasha here it means Nebuchadnezzar, linis gavra at shigil adon. Shanamar vidon nishmar nachrasusa. When he got to the area of Don, due to the averis committed by Klal Yisrael at that point, that actually empowered him in his war efforts against Klal Yisrael. Now, interestingly, we do find that there were several Talmidei Chachamim throughout history who were actually descendants of not such good people. In fact, the greatest Rishayim, Amar B'Zeir, Af Agav, the Shalach, Rabbi B'Shub and Levi, even though he sent three messages, Yizor B'Kvoid B'Zak and Shachach Talmudei Machmas Ein. So, first of all, one should take very much care, be sensitive to an older man, a zaken, a scholar who was a former scholar who forgot his learning, spent a lot of time learning, and now he's not into it because either he's not well or he's busy with earning a livelihood and he just doesn't have that sharpness anymore. Have respect for him. And the reason is because we find that the shivrei luchos, just as the complete luchos were in the Arayin, also the broken luchos, broken by Moshe Rabbeinu, was sitting in the Arayin, indicating that even a broken Talmud Chacham is meant to be treated with respect. The Torah is still embedded with him forever. Number two, V'yizaru bavridin, Rabbi Yehuda, this is a halachic point that when they do shechita on a bird, follow Rabbi Yehuda's shita that you also cut the main arteries before you fry it so that the blood drains out. And number three, V'yizaru bebnei am ha'aretz. Sometimes you find a man turning into Talmud Chacham, even though his father was an Amoritz. Shemehen teitze Torah, because they are very prone to be the disseminators of Torah. So, even though their fathers aren't really the most notable people, but it can very well be that they will be the future leaders. So, even though we find all these, we find that you can have a Talmud Chacham, even though his father was the farthest from a Talmud Chacham. Ki hum mosam adin lo, what we tell them. Listen, it's not by your own merit. Don't think you're a self-made man. There must be some sort of merit, some sort of hidden zechus, which your father or grandfather or great-grandfather has merited, some great deed that he has done to serve as a catalyst for your success. So we're going to see soon, there are many examples of Talmid Chachamim, Tzadikim, whose ancestors were the greatest Rishoyim, but apparently there was some sort of Zechus up there which generated this result. Okay, in the meantime, we have a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Tzadik ata Hashem, ki oriv eilecho ach mishpotam adabri imach. So Yirmiyah is asking Hashem, madu aderech Rishoyim tzalecha. Why is it that we find that sometimes wicked people are very successful, riding the pinnacle, the wave of success, leading a calm, tranquil, prosperous life. Shalu kol bayde bogad. Netat gam shorosh yelch gam asuper. Right? For instance, we have the Rasha, Nebuchadnezzar, who successfully destroyed everything. What was the answer? Umay hadule ki es raglim ratzta vayalucha. The point here was to explain that Nebuchadnezzar did have some sort of schus, because he, we'll see in a minute, he ran in the honor of Hashem, that little bit of schus lasted a very long time and gave him the koyach to do what he had to do. So this is a mashal. Mashal adam echad. Imagine a person, she'amar yochel ani loritz, sholesh parsois. He says, I'm a big runner. I can run, 3 miles. Lefnei asusim, in front of the horses. Meaning I could chase the horses. I could really run fast. Be'mitzeh amayim. Not enough that I could run fast. I could run amongst the swamps and puddles. Okay, very hard to run. And I could do it. What happens? There's damaloi ragli echad. So he meets this runner, another runner, a person running. Ras lefanu shloshim milim. And this fellow of ours, who's priding himself with his running abilities, only managed to run barely 3 milim by a bush on dry land in front of this other runner. Vanilla, and suddenly he's tired. Amrulois, they told him, Ma lefanu ragli kach. You can't even do this in front of beat this human runner. Certainly you can't beat the horses. Shloshes milin kach. You already knocked out after 3 mil. Imagine shalosh parsois, a greater distance. Alchas kam v'kam. Certainly you can't. Uma b'yabosha kach. This happened to you on dry land where it's relatively easy to run. Ben bitza amay alchas kam v'kam. Certainly you couldn't do it amongst the swamps and the puddles. So that's the story. That's the mashal. What's the lesson to Yirmiya? Av ata. Here as well, listen. Uma b'schar arba psiyes, sheshilamti leise rasha, shiratzar kvaydi. We'll see later that Nebuchadnezzar took merely 4 steps in honor of Hashem. And look how much success he merited. Look how much reward he got because of that small effort. Ata tamea, you're wondering. And this great schar that he got, how successful he is in destroying the Beis HaMikdash and ruling over the entire world, just for a little good deed that he did. Imagine the Heilige Avos, who did way more than that, who gave their whole being, their whole life to Hashem. When it comes time for me to pay the sachar of our Avos, they ran like horses, not just like Avos Kam Kam. Certainly their sachar will be great. So Neviim are the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Nishbar libi b'kibri, I'm sitting in wonderment. Rach v'kal atzmo yisai ha'yisi ki ish shikor ki ever avara yayin ne'ashem ne'arkachoy for the great tzchar that he will get l'olam haba. Okay, so what was the effort that Nebuchadnezzar did which gave him that tzchar? Hani arba psio yismayi, what are these 4 steps that he took in honor of Hashem? D'chsev ba'isahi. So we shift to another story. Shalach moroidach baladan ben baladan melech. Bubble. So this king, Moreidach, the son of Balad and Melech, sent Svarim, some messages, to Chizkiyo because he heard that he got recovered from his illness. That's why he sends him a gift. Mishum ki chala Chizkiyo shadal Svarim Melech, because he got sick and recovered by Yechzak, shadal Svarim Melech, he's sending him some letters and gifts. Yeah. You know why? Because we have the pasuk in relation to Chizkiyahu's illness. Lidroish ha-moifes asher hoya ba'aretz. It was a great miracle that everybody knew about. Amar b'yichran. What happened? Oysi ha'im shemeis b'yachas. Achas was Chizkiyahu HaMelech's father, who was not a very righteous man. Shtei shoyis hoya. Hashem shortened the day. It was merely 2 hours in length in order to prevent them from eulogizing him and giving him a proper respect. So the world was missing, so to speak, 10 hours. But when Chizkiyo, his own son, got sick and then he recovered, Hashem restored those 10 hours so that he can get better. The son, helped him get better. I'm restoring and returning those missing hours. Those 10 hours that were missing in the time of Achaz is now going to be restored to aid and assist Chizkiyo in his recovery. So the Meroidach fellow in Bavel experienced a very long day, and he's wondering what's going on. Amrulu mayhai, why are we having such a long day today? Amrulay, they told him, oh, Chizkiyo chalash v'tapach, the king of Yehuda, Chizkiyo, is on his way to recovery, and that's why he had this nes. Amar, he was so taken aback by a nes of such magnitude that happened to the king Chizkiyo. Iko gavr kihai, wow, he's such a great man. Like, lebe'ena l'shdur l'shlama, I shouldn't, send him regards and kiss for lay, so please write him a letter. Shlomo lemalka Chizkiyo. Peace. Shalom aleichem to the king Chizkiyo. Shlom lekarta Yerushalayim. Peace to the city of Yerushalayim. And shlom lekarabba. Peace to the great Hashem. He put it all the way at the end. Now, who was the scribe who was meant to transcribe it? Nebuchadnezzar. He was on the job. Safre de Balad and Hava. He was the sefer. Hayishai to Lava Hassam. It was his day off. He wasn't around. He also, when he came and he saw the Amrlu, he asked him, Hech Kasvisu, well, please relate to me the text of the letter that you wrote. Amrlu, they told him, Hech Kasvinon, such and such. Amrlu, he says, you're out of order. You got it wrong. Kariso Leil Karaba, you call Hashem the great God, Uv Kasvis Lebesayf, and you leave him all at the end? Amr Surchanetzer tells them, Elohi Ksevu, rather fix it up as follows. You start with Hashem, over to Yerushalayim, and then to the king. Shalom l'lekal rabba, shalom l'kata d'Yerushalayim, shalom l'malka Chizkiyah. I'm released, they told them it's too late. Karayna d'igarta. There's a common saying, the one who reads the letter should carry out the edict. You lave parvaki, you should be the one carrying it out. Meaning, if you have a better way to write the letter, you write it. Problem is, the letter had been sent out. Rahat basrei sur m'chanetza quickly got up and ran after the courier, Kederoid Arapsius, once he got to the fourth step, Asa Gabriel Vo'ikmi, Gabriel the Malach came and halted him on the spot. Amar Be'ichnan, Ilmole Bo Gabriel Ve'amide, if not for him holding him back, if he would have continued chasing the Shliach in the honor of Hashem, Lo Yehoya Ta'kono, with the name of Yisrael, the enemies of Yisrael, it's euphemism, meaning Kal Yisrael would never have survived his onslaught, because you see what happened, even after four steps, he got so much schar, he couldn't conquer it's Yisrael, but that was it. My Baladan ben Baladan. What does that mean? Baladan, the son of Baladan. Amri, the response was given like this. Baladan was his father. Baladan Malkahava. So this fellow's father's name was Baladan, who was a king. And somehow, he turned into a dog. Vishtani api vavik kikalba, his face turned into a dog face, and he was not suitable to be a melech anymore. So his son took over the job. Hava Yosef Bria Machusa. His son took over the job. His son's name was Meroidach, but out of respect for his father, who got his job terminated prematurely. So the son always referenced his father as part of his own title, Ki Avoksiv. When he would sign his name, Avoksiv Shmei, he would sign his name, Shmei Davu, Malad Malka, and also referenced his father as the king. Haindachsiv, Ben Yechabadav, Evit Adoinov, a son respects his father. Ben Yichabadav Adamar, as we just said, a servant his master, Dachsiv, V'chodesh HaChamishi, B'Osr HaLachodesh. He should not try astray, Shana L'melech Nechadnetzar, Melech Bavel. But it was a Radon, who is his servant, Rav Tabacham, Omav HaMelech Bavel Yerushalayim. He came to Yerushalayim in front of the king of Bavel, who was Nechadnetzar. V'Yisrav Esbeis HaShem Esbeis HaMelech, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Question is, Umi Solik Nechadnetzar Yerushalayim, it sounds like Nechadnetzar himself came to Yerushalayim and was present. But it says elsewhere that he wasn't there. V'oksiv, v'yalu oisel melch bavel, Rivlos, the king of Bavel was in Rivlos, which was outside Eretz Yisrael, Amar Bavo. So on Toichu, that's a different place. So why are we referencing the melch bavel as being in Yerushalayim at the time? Rav Chizda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rav Dimi, there's machlokes on how to answer this question. Chadamah one explains. The most kiyonei hoisech hakukal el merkavte, it was a radon who was a general who was sent by Nebuchadnezzar, had his boss's image inscribed on his chariot, and he would always feel his presence. V'chadam, the other one explains, Eimu yaseh roish libimenu, he was so fearful of his boss, v'daimek mishamid lofana, but he always felt like he was there standing in front of him. So that's the cover that he regarded his master with. Amar Rava, te'ein tlas me'okad naisa, 300 mules, the load suitable for 300 mules, meaning a very heavy load, very heavy shipment of very strong, potent axes. Narga de Parzala, these hammers, these demolition axes. The shol de Parzala can even break other metal, so it's such a strong galvanized metal. Shadolei Nebuchadnezzar Mizaradim. So the boss sent Mizaradim all these tools, his weapons, to break the wall of Yerushalayim. V'kulu blatin v'chadashad Yerushalayim. And they were very unsuccessful. They all got swallowed and broken up, so to speak. Right? So even one, they couldn't even break through one doorway, one gateway of Yerushalayim. They all got broken on the spot. Shenemar pituchel yachad. Just trying to attack one, break open one door, one Pesach. B'chashel v'chaylapos yaloimun. They were banging and using all their tools, which broke on the spot. So he says, okay, I give up, I'm going back home. I'm afraid that, from Shemaim they're going to destroy me and my army like they did to Sancheriv. Nafka call of Amar, a voice calls out from Shemaim, Shavar bar Shavar, jumper, the son of a jumper. Nuzaradun Shavar. Mr. Nuzaradun, quickly, jump, so to speak. Jump ahead and quickly destroy Yerushalayim. And he's called the jumper and the son of a jumper because he had also come initially with Sancheriv, who, as we learned yesterday, was also in a big hurry to get to Yerushalayim, right? So the time has come. Don't turn back. The Mota, Zimno, the Magdash, Ocharev, Echala, Mikla, it's time for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed and the Hechel to be burnt. So what should I do? I have no tools. Parsh Lechad Nargo, but he had one axe left over. Also Machi Bekaifa. So he took the axe and he actually used the wooden handle against the door of Yerushalayim, Yiftach, and he opened up. When it's meant to be, that's it. It's meant to be. Shnemar, Yivodak, maybe Lamalo, Besvach. Eight, just the wooden part, Kardumois, of this axe was the item that successfully broke open the, breached the gateway. Habakkotel v'Ozlan, he was killing all the Yidden on the way to Yerushalayim, on the way to Beis HaMikdash. Adamotel Yechal, until he got to the Hechel. Adlik Benura, he lit a fire. Gav Yechal, the Hechel rose from the ground, out of reach. Dorach HaBeim Shemaya, so from Shemaim, the Hechel was stepped on, so to speak, back down, pushed back down. Shenemar Gas, Dorach Hashem. Hashem stepped on the Hechel to put it back down, make it susceptible to attack. So Nebuzaradan was very proud of his, right? He felt very, very, Nafka Baskol of Amrle. Baskol calls out and says, well, don't take any credit. You've destroyed something which had already been destroyed in Shemayim. Amokatilo Katlos. Yeah, you killed them, but the nation has already been killed. Destined for Misa by Hashem. You're just, the final blow, but the conceptually, everything had already been destroyed in Shemayim. Because remember, everything down here is just representative of the true essence, which is in Shemayim. Up there had already been destroyed, slated for destruction. You just did the dirty work, so to speak. Hey, Chol Kal Yekolis, a burnt Hechel, you have burnt. Kimcha Techina Techinas, flour, which had already been ground up, you came to grind again. Shenemar kechi reichaim v'tachni kemach. Grind flour. It's ready flour. Gali tzamose chespi. Choshoiva gali yishoik. Every nahoris. Chitim le'nemar. Rather than mention kernels of wheat being ground, doesn't say that. Ela kemach. Grind flour. He's grinding ground up flour. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that the Beis HaMikdash down here in this world, Beis HaMikdash Shalmat is representative of Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. And if the Averis and all those things destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim, the one down here is just a hollow shell and will just, collapse like a deck of cards, and that's all he did. Chaz Yodamei de Zachariah, Davaka Rasach. He notices, Nebuzaradan notices this unusual phenomenon. They had killed Zachariah Navi for giving them Musar, and his blood was sitting there and bubbling. Omar, so he turned to the people around him. My high, whose blood is this? Why is it jumping around? Omar, well, they tried to the sky is a dam zvachm udishtapech. Oh, it's just the blood of the carbon which was not yet applied to the mizbeach, and that's why it's bubbling. Amalu, he says, okay, let me give it a test. I say vanasi imedam. Bring me some animals, and I'll see if the blood matches. Kasi, say shechted some animals, and it did not match. Lo yidmu. He understood it was just a fake. Amalu, he asked him again, please tell me the truth. Galuli, otherwise I'll kill you. I'll torture you. So riknu lachum lasraichu. I'm going to comb your flesh, masreka the parlor with metal combs. Amrulay, so they said, okay, yeah. The truth is, hi, Kain even Navi. This blood belongs to Zachariah, who was a Kain, a Navi. And we got upset at him. The Nabi, Israel, Bechurban of the Yerushalayim, he told us ahead of time about the Churban of Yerushalayim, Katum, we killed him. Amrulay, he says, I'll take care of him. I will do something to appease him. I will punish you and appease him. Anam afayasnali. How? I say Rabbanon, Kotlevay. He brought Tomit Rachamim and killed him there. Veloinacha didn't come down. I say David Kedavay Rabbi. He brought children from the yeshiva, Kotlevay. Veloinacha killed him. He didn't satisfy the dam. I say Prechagun. He brought the young Kehanim, Kotlevay, and he killed them on this blood, Veloinacha. And again, nothing changed. Adik tal ilove tishin rabaribo. He killed 94 times 10,000. Veloinach and still did not have an effect. Karvel gabe. So this time he approached the dam of Amar and he says, Zachariah, Zachariah. Up to what point? Toivim shebehen ibadtim. I killed the best of them. Nichalach daktalinu lakuli. You want me to kill them all? Miadnach. Immediately the blood quieted down. So now Nebuzaradan was so taken aback, so-called inspired. He started thinking about doing teshuva. Omar, he says, Mahim, Shulay Ibdul Rafash Achas. Look at these Jews. They killed merely one person, and look how severely Hashem treated them and punished them to cleanse them of that sin. Kach. How God, this man, referring to himself. How many people did I kill? What's going to be with me? I want to quickly do teshuva. Arak, see, ran away, left his job. Shadar Purtesa, basically sent a will to his family, his guy, and he converted. Tanarabonim. We have many other Rishayim who either converted or were Zeichet that their grandchildren were Tzadikim. Naaman, who was the chief general of Aram in the time of Elisha Anavi, Ger Toshev Hoya, he turned around and abandoned Avodah Zarah. It was Aradam, our person here, Ger Tzedekah, he was a true convert, committed to a full life of Torah mitzvahs. Mi b'nei banam shal Sisra, some of Sisra's grandchildren, Lamdu Torah b'Yishalayim, learned Torah b'Yishalayim. Some say it's referring to Rabbi Akiva. Grandchildren of Sancherev, Shmaiv Avtalion, time of Bayesheni, they were the greatest of the great. Believe it or not, likewise, some of that great Russia, Nebuchadnezzar's grandchildren, Bikish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achnisan, Tachat Kanav Hashem, wanted to accept him into the fold. Amru, Malachi Asharis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachim objected. Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi She'echer V'Beizcha, V'Sar V'Sechelech, Tachat Kanav Hashchina. These come from the man who destroyed your Beis HaMikdash. How could you allow them into Klal Yisrael? Hayin Duchsiv. That explains the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ripisa, Ripinu Es Bavav Lenirpasa. Hashem wanted to heal Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, allow him to come back, and his children come back, and it didn't happen. Ula Amar, Zed Nebuchadnezzar, who Hashem was willing to take his descendants and let them convert, but because of the objection, they stayed out. Rabbi Shimon Rachmani Amar, Elu Naris Bavel, it's referring to the rivers of Bavel, who have bitterness in them. V'tirgma Ditzin Yesa, the Bavloi, those palm trees grow on the rivers of Bavel, typically they grow on sweet water here, because of what Babel did to us, the waters remained bitterish. Omar Ula, Amoinu Moya, these two nations, Shibbe Bishay, they were our neighbors, right? They were bad neighbors, Yerushalayim Havel. because they ganged up on us. As soon as they heard the Nevi'im were foretelling the upcoming, the impending destruction of Yerushalayim, so that spurred them, got them to work. They sent a message to Nebuchadnezzar, come, time has come to destroy Yerushalayim, please. Omar, he says, well, it's not so simple. Mustafino deloy liabduli. Could Abdul come? I'm concerned that the same thing shouldn't happen to me as happened to Sisera and Sancherev. He knew the history. Shochulay, they said, don't worry. Kainish beveisai. Ish is Hashem. Hashem is not home anymore. Halach b'derech merachik. He traveled far away. Veinish halach kadosh baruch Hashem. Hashem is shmuchama. Beis Hamikdash has been abandoned. Shalach Lucy says, bekaribahu. Even though he's not there, but he's close by. As soon as they do teshuva, he'll be right back there, and he's going to strike out at me. Vasi, he'll come back. Shalchulayda says, no, he's far, far away. Halach b'derech me'rachim. Shalach Lucy sent him. Yislu tzadiki. The boy rachmi ma'isulei. But the tzadikim are around. With their tefillos, they can bring him back. Shalchulay, no, it's shor ha'kesef lokav b'yada. He took his bundle of money. Ve'en kesef el tzadikim. Meaning tzadikim are gone. Shenemar ve'echro li b'chamisha sukesef b'chamisha l'chamisha l'chamisha. So the kesef, the tzaddikim, have all passed away. They're not going to die. Shalach Lucy responded, I'm still not comfortable. Hadri Rishiyei b'tshuva. What about the Rishayim? They can do teshuva in a split second. Boy rachmi ma'isulei. And they'll daven, Hashem will come back. Shalachulei kvar kavalam zman. They said, well, actually, Hashem is not going to come back until 7 years are up. It's a predestined schedule. Shenemar aloyem ha'kesef alabeset. There's a set time for Hashem's return. Ve'in kesef alazman. A certain time. Shenemar ba'kesef chageinu. Certain set time. So they knew that it was going to be 7 years. Nothing to worry. Shalach Luhum. So again, he hesitates. Sisfu, well, it's the fall, it's the winter, it's rainy, it's snowy. The Asim, Metalgo, Mitra, I'm afraid to travel in the winter, the snow and the rain. Shalchalei, they says, well, we have a safe route. To Ashina, the tour travel between the mountains. The mountains will provide a natural shield from the elements. Shnemar Sholchu Shilchu Kar Moishel Eretz Miselam Edbor Har Barsi and travel through the mountains. Sholchu, he responds, Yosena. Okay, even if I get there, Leslie Duchdias in a bay, it's the winter, and I'm going to hide in during the winter. Sholchu, they says Kvar Shalem. Don't worry, they have big graves. Mu'ulin and Paltim Shalach. Their grave homes, their monuments, are nicer and bigger than your own palaces back at home. You have plenty shelter around the city of Yerushalayim. Just empty out the graves and you're good. They'll excavate the bones of the Malchut Yehuda and convert the monuments, the kvarim into places for the the barracks for the army. So they emptied out the graves and yeah. Okay, we speak about Amnon and Moav, referencing the death of the tzaddikim. So the Gemara now will speak about last the final stage before Mashiach, Meher B'Yameinu, where it's going to be a shortage of Talmidei Chachamim, big shortage. Amar Leir of Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, I have a question. Mishmilach, perhaps do you know Emas Asi Bar Nafle? Bar Nafle here is Mashiach. When is he coming? When is he finally showing up? Amar Leir Man Bar Nafle. Who's Bar Nafle? Amar Leir Mashiach. Mashiach Bar Nafli, Karusli, why are you calling him Bar Nafli? Amalei in, he says, yeah, based on the Pasuk, he's going to resurrect the fallen royal house of David HaMelech and restore our leadership and restore our king. Amalei in, the Sibayimahu Akim, as Sukkah, as David and Nephelas. So that's why he's called Bar Nafli, because he's a descendant of David HaMelech, who was Nifel, whose Malchus has collapsed, and now he's going to come restore it. Amar Leis, he says, you want to know when he's coming? Achi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a simple matter. Dor Shem and David Boboi, the generation that will merit Mashiach's arrival, Talmidei Chachamim Mismatim. There will be very few Talmidei Chachamim, Bashar, and those remaining few Chachamim, Einehem Kolos B'Yogin V'Anocha. Wow. They're full of dread and disappointment and hardship. V'tzorois, rabois, ugzerois, kashes, mischachis. experiencing constant, recurring, continuous hardships. Ad sharishene pakuda, by the time the first decree and hardship dissolves. Shnia meheras lovay, the second one is already here. It's one continuous chain of hardships, and that's going to be the prerequisite and the precursor for the coming of Mashiach, which is to successfully traverse these stages. B'meher b'yameinu, b'yistit k'enu amen.